Well, thank you so much. Thank you very much. So my name is Keith Teedy. I'm the host of New Media Central podcast. This week I'm talking about information overload. It's crazy. In the last month, I have begun using X quite a bit. And the cool thing is you're out there. I spend probably 2 or 3 hours a day on it, which, I don't know, maybe that's too much, but I'm in my element there. I'm a news junkie, as you all know. But you're floating around in all this information, and it's all cool. I love it. But sometimes, I mean, especially today, I got up and I thought, well, what am I going to talk about on my podcast today? There's so much stuff going on, and there's so much info, and the thing we got to do is we have to focus on what is important. And I think we've got the right people in place to do that, and I'm very excited about it. So sit back, listen, enjoy. Thank you. I'm suffering from information overload right now. I recently, in the last month, have started posting on X, and I went into it kind of deep. I spend quite a bit of time, a couple, 2 or 3 hours a day on it since then. And it's awesome because you get into a thing where you're communicating back and forth with a lot of people around the world, literally, but a lot of people in this country. And I'm, as you know, very opinionated on things, social things, things that are happening in the government, things that are happening in this country. And I read all this stuff on X, and it's just like this plethora of information, and it's almost too much because there's so much going on right now. This country has got so many things going on, some good, some bad, a lot of bad, as we know. That's why we elected Trump, and that's why we have Doge. There's just a lot. I mean, I absorb too much, I think. I'm a news junkie, as you all know. I read it all, and I try to internalize it, and I do internalize it, and it's too much, and I'm going, oh, what am I going to talk about on my podcast this week, because there's just too much going on. Well, what I've decided to talk about is the fact that there is so much stuff going on. We have to prioritize how we're going to fix things. The best news in the whole world is we elected Donald Trump president, and he turns out he's a master at that. He knows exactly how to prioritize everything, and he's going to get it done. Of course, as I mentioned all through the election process, the two big things on his agenda are the border and the economy. There's a bunch more. As I said, there's just so much out there, and I'm kind of like floating in all this information, and it's awesome because I am a news junkie, and it is all the news you can handle and more. But the thing I'm thinking about right now is, how do you focus? There's so much going on. How do you focus on the stuff that needs to get done right away? And he's talked about day one. He's talked about his first 100 days, and there's been a comment. Who was that? I think it was Vivek Ramaswamy. I think he said the first 100 days are so crucial because after that, your time for getting changes in the process are over. I don't know if I believe that or not. It's going to go on for the whole 4 years, but I understand exactly what he's saying. The stuff you focus on first and early is stuff that people are going to be receptive to hearing about and jumping on the train going, yeah, we want to do this. As time goes on, people will be less receptive to change because it's human nature. Things start going along good, and next thing you know, you get complacent. You go, oh, that's good enough. We don't have to do anything now. That's not true. That's not right. We have to keep this up for the full 4 years that President Trump is in office. And then beyond that, of course, it's an ongoing thing. It's going to take forever. So I totally agree that the two biggest issues are the border and the economy. But as you know from listening to prior podcasts and listening to me for years, I also believe in the health of this country. And it all kind of goes hand in hand because you have to be healthy to be strong enough to do something about what's going on. So that's important too. And as you know, I'm extremely jazzed about RFK Jr. He's awesome. I really hate, I know you're not supposed to say hate anymore. I'm really disgusted that a lot of people are giving him a hard time. And it's okay. It's okay, because if they weren't, then something would be wrong. There's always going to be detractors, no matter who you are, no matter what you say. There's going to be people who disagree with you, and that's okay. As long as we remember we're the moral majority, and we are the majority, and we want this, and majority wins in this country, even though that's kind of been not true in the last few years, but it's going to come back. It's going to come back. We're going to have the moral majority in this country running things. And when I say moral majority, I kind of just let it roll off my tongue, but what is that? It's the vast majority of people in this country who want to do the right thing, the moral thing. You know, be good to your neighbor, work hard, be friendly, be nice, be strong, be ready to fight. You know, that's kind of contradictory a little bit there. Be good to your neighbor, but be ready to fight. Hey, if your neighbor is doing something stupid, yeah, you need to go talk to him about it. And while I'm thinking about it, the thing about deportations. So how do you do it? How do you do it? And I'm kind of jumping back to the border now after I was going on health, and I'll come back to health. How do you do deportations? Well, it's up to all of us. And I think back about Nazi Germany when they said, tell on your neighbor. If you got somebody that's doing something bad, you go tell somebody in authority. We have to be very careful not to do that. But we also have to have a mechanism for finding these people. They can't do it. The government can't do it by itself. They have to have our help. So something that I would hope all of us, moral majority, keep in mind is be careful. Just because you disagree with someone doesn't necessarily mean they're a bad person and they need to be deported. If you see someone and you think they're here illegally, all you got to do is make the phone call or whatever process they end up doing. It's probably going to be texting or some kind of social media thing, or it could be a phone call. I mean, they're going to have to set it up, obviously, for any way of notification to them what's going on. But yeah, we got to do it. It's part of the fight. You know, I'm talking about the fight all the time and the revolution that's going on. It's part of that. We have to find these people. And one government agency ain't going to be able to find them all. I'm sure they're going to do really, really well at it. And Tom Homan, I have a complete trust that he will do everything. And the man scares me just looking at him. I'm sure he's nice. I'm sure his family loves him to pieces. But you don't want to be on the wrong side of that guy. But he can't do it by himself. So, yeah, we got to. We have to be involved. If you see something that you're suspicious about, you don't have to go running and say, oh, this guy's bad. This guy needs to get deported. You just notify and let the process happen. There'll be situations where someone is not really an illegal alien, but there's something messed up and they get shipped back too. Sorry, it's going to happen. And I know it disrupts lives. I know it disrupts families. I know it's really sad, but once again, we have to get her done. And then if it's the H-1B or whatever, the visas, whatever, somehow we got to figure out a way to get the best and the brightest from other countries who want to be here. And once again, I've mentioned this, but we're not going to go hunt down the best and the brightest of other countries and forcibly bring them here. No, it's someone who lives in another country that wants to live here. We have to have some way of figuring out if they're good or not. And, you know, people talk about abuse in the system with the visas, but there's always going to be abuse, always. We have to keep it to a minimum. We have to just roll with it. We got to get this stuff working. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the economy. Far from the best guy to determine what needs to be done. I know I have a lot of issues with some of the stuff that's going on. Big banking, as you're well aware, is a problem. And we have a lot of giant tech corporations that are problematic. But it's all part of a big picture in the economy where, you know, even if these tech companies, you know, we discover that they are really bad, what are we going to do? Shut them all down? What will we have left? I really like X, as I mentioned at the beginning of this, but it's not for everybody. We gotta represent everybody in this country. I like a lot of things about X, the ease of using it, in my opinion, and the fact that Elon Musk is the one who put this thing together, and he's constantly changing it, trying to make it better. But we have to We have to get it all together and the economy, in a very smart way, I'm going to say let others take care of that. I take care of my own economy, my household, and we do a pretty good job of that, but I'm in no position to tell the entire country how to do it. Fortunately, we have a lot of people who do know that kind of stuff, and the biggest one is our incoming president. He knows how to do that stuff. Let's let him do it. It's going to be good. He's going to make America rich again, and we're going to make America healthy again, and it's going to turn into make America great again, and that's so awesome. I'm excited about it. I'm very, very excited about it. But back to the health part of it, Bobby Kennedy Jr. is my guy. He's awesome. He's had a lot of things go on in his life. He's lost his uncle, his dad, and a lot of other people in that family have had sad situations. He's gone through that. I mean, we look at it, and it's just a guy who, you know, too bad he lost his family. But think about if it was you, if you lost your uncle and your dad and various other members because of stupid stuff that's going on in this country, you would have an attitude, I would think. But he rises above that, and he still wants to be in there. He wants to be the guy that's doing his part in a huge way to get this country healthy again, make America healthy again. Absolutely. And he's our guy. So, and it all revolves around everything. We got to keep our borders secure. We also have to let people come in here that are going to help in the struggle. The brightest and the smartest come in here to work hard and pay taxes and raise families and be part of this. And we also have to have a good economy. It has to be rolling along, and it's going to, and it's awesome. And the thing that's going to do it, of course, is oil. And he's drill, baby, drill. That's going to be the coolest thing. We're going to eliminate the debt in this country, hopefully, if he gets his way. If we do it the Trump way, it'll happen. And a lot of people have issues with that because they're afraid that he doesn't know what he's doing. But fortunately, a majority of the people in this country do believe that. So we move on from there. But we got to have the health, we got to have the economy, and we got to have secure borders and a lot of other things. We have to have our foreign affairs in order. I mean, it already is. That's the coolest thing about this is President Trump is not even in office yet. And worldwide, leaders are coming to him going, please, please be kind to us. We'll do whatever you need. And that's what we need. That's what we need. We're the strongest, biggest, healthiest, richest country on the planet, and people are mowing us down because we had a bunch of people in office there for a long time who didn't care, who had their own agenda that was not good for this country. That's over. That's over, thankfully. And it's not a second too early because we were falling off the cliff pretty rapidly there. Getting to stop the momentum of falling off a cliff is kind of hard to do, but I feel very confident that we're going to do it, and it's going to be everybody involved. We're all involved. We all have to get healthy. We all have to work out. We all have to get up and go to work every day and work hard all day long. It's all a big package, and it's going to come around, and I'm excited about it.